Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast show, Ninka's World, where I talk about social issues that are going on in 2019. Let's start off by saying how nice the weather in Barcelona is and how glad we all are that it's summer. Now, let's get started. First off, the topic that we're going to talk about today is poverty. To talk about this subject, I've chosen the short film Amar by Andrew Hinton. Amar is a 9-minute documentary that shows the daily life of Amar, a 14-year-old boy from India. I've chosen this film because I love how powerful it is in its simplicity. And then you would ask yourself, what does she mean with powerful in its simplicity? Let me explain that to you. Amar shows the routine of its main character. The only thing we get to see is what happens in a day of his life. With the addition of the different times, he wakes up as the rest of his family sleeps, goes selling newspaper while the family is still sleeping. Then he comes home and eats. Then after that, he goes to a little shop and works. After the shop, he goes home, eats, and cleans himself. Goes to school, goes to the shop again, and goes home to study. There are no questions asked in this documentary. No comments, no music. There's nothing but the daily life of this boy. This way of representing Amar's reality is very effective because it allows the viewer to be direct witness of Amar's life. The viewer has the feeling that he has been allowed to spend a day with his boy, and the viewer can take his own conclusions as he spends the day with him. Wow, the viewer can think, wow, he gets up while the rest of his family is still in bed. Wow, he goes studying while the rest of his family is already gone to bed. This raw way of showing reality is much more effective, in my opinion, than if it had been filtered through the perspective of a narrator. Another powerful aspect has to do with what I just said before. Because you see more or less what Amar does in a day without any comment from anybody, you can notice yourself some details that also make you think. For example, Amar goes reading the last newspaper after having delivered the rest. His list of words from school have been written in a very careful handwriting. He prepares himself very well to go to school. He cleans his shoes until they are bright. Combs his hair perfectly. Sometimes you even see him smile. Even living in what we could consider misery, Amar can find his moments of beauty, of joy. Sometimes he is just a boy going to school, as anybody else in another part of the world. His way of presenting reality, not one-sided, but more complex than that, has a bigger effect on the viewer. And lastly, something that I did not understand at the beginning of the film, 2 seconds after the film begins and the title appears, you see a subtitle, and it says, all great achievements require time. What? What is this supposed to mean? It's not so clear when you begin to see this boy's life. But at a certain point of the film, you get it. How? Because you see a poster at Amar's room with some deers and this message. All great achievements require time. And then you understand. This is Amar's motto. What helps him go through the day with confidence and hope. It's not an invention of a narrator. It is literally taken from Amar's room. But it changes everything. Because you know that Amar doesn't focus on his poverty. He doesn't focus on his long days. He doesn't focus on the life he has. So different from many other children in the world. He focuses on the fact that he will achieve what he wants someday. And that makes him and the viewer a little bit happier. Because when you see his miserable life, this is what really gives you hope. And makes the impact of the message even bigger. It's not another film about poverty and about showing the world the pity of people that live in poverty. It's a piece of reality in a boy's life, and the viewer has the privilege to watch it. In conclusion, Ninka's World podcast would like to conclude that Amar is a beautiful short film about poverty and social inequality in the world. Its way of dealing with the subject, very raw and simple, amplifies the impact of its message. And so does the fact that, unlike other documentary about this issue, the focus is hope instead of misery. The human being prevails. So this is the conclusion, and I would like to thank everyone for listening to my podcast, and we'll see you back next Monday.